Hello everyone, it's Yana here, or Jane Twain, on the 8th of September. Also just realised I never posted my boo from yesterday. Okay, so that'll be at least two for me today then. Unless I forget again, of course. Slightly weird weather, I don't know whether this is going to work. It's very, very windy. You can see the clouds are travelling really fast, even though it's supposed to be nice and sunny today. Sun's come out now, and instantly it's getting warm. But yeah, otherwise, the wind is like autumn, so... I hope that's not going to impact the microphone too much. I've just taken a little detour via the... it looks really stormy where the clouds are travelling. Weird. Oh, okay. Yeah, so clouds are past. They're all on one side. And the rest is just complete blue sky now. Oh, nice. Anyway, I don't mind because I've just got to go home and do some work. So it's neither here nor there to me, really, what the weather is like outside. I don't know whether I've mentioned, but I'm working on a project at work. So that's really busy because it's only for a month. So I'm just throwing all the hours I've got at it, which looks like it's going to be necessary. Because I have now got... quite literally hundreds of emails in my inbox that I all need to go through and do something with. So that's going to keep me busy today. What else was I going to say? Oh yes, Big Rick mentioned about the going to school by themselves. Well, I have now written Amelia a letter that she's allowed to go to school and come back by herself. We tried it yesterday, she went by herself. I got waylaid in a playground, and then she had to spend quite a bit of time in the garden by herself because she can't get in. Oops. So that's the downside, I guess, of going home on her own. I've also made her deal that she's got to check whether anyone's parked on the pavement, which she can see as soon as she goes down the drive. I mean, we've got one of the safest ways to school. It's not that, it's just people parking on the pavement, you can't get past, and then you have to go on the road to go past, and that is the really dangerous bit because the road's quite busy in the morning, as you can hear. But I said, if it's all clear, she can go, which it was this morning, so she was very happy with that. And then, because she prefers to go home with her friends as far as they walk with her, so... yeah, that's fine. And I trust her. The teacher told them not to go off to their friend's house or loiter in the playground or whatever because their parents would worry. So, yeah, and she completely understands that, and I trust her that she'll come home. Because Rick was saying their school sort of give them permission. That's what I thought, that the school says when they're happy for the children to walk by themselves. But I checked with the year four teacher last year, and she said that it's up to the parents to decide. So there doesn't seem to be kind of a policy. The only thing is from year five and six, the school kind of assumes that you still have to give permission to the child. But the school kind of says, you know, you can do it from now on. And before then, I don't think anybody does really, apart from certain parents. Sorry, I just got to empty my shoe. For some reason, a berry ended up in it. But that's really frowned upon to have your year one, two, three child just drop them at the school gate and let them go because they can go out the other end. And as I said, there's only certain parents who do that. There doesn't seem to be sort of a particular policy, I don't know. The school seemed to be a little bit ambivalent about it. Whereas I thought they'd tell me, right, from this age we're happy for the children to walk by themselves. Don't know. That's all I know, really. We went to meet the teacher yesterday. I know all those teachers, they've taught my children before, but it's always good to know what what's coming up. Amina's doing, I mean, she's absolutely embracing year five. Not just the whole being responsible, having a rucksack, not a book bag, and having a little tie. But they started studying Greek mythology, and I got her a book a while back, which she's been reading. Just got all sort of stories of Greek mythology, and she was really interested in the story of Aphrodite, because we saw where Aphrodite was supposed to have come out of the waves in Cyprus. So she's been reading all about it, and they started off with the judgment of Paris, so she was very happy that she knows everything. So she's really enjoying it. And also, one of the first trips they've got planned in a couple of months is to the National Space Centre in Leicester, which is fantastic. I was thinking of, a friend mentioned that to me, I didn't even know that existed, that you can go there. But I thought, yeah, that'd be really cool. I just have to wait for the kids to be old enough to actually enjoy it. But yeah, so it looks like school's taking them, which is great. So really excited for her, and she was, oh, I hope you don't mind, but it's going to be a bit more expensive. Yeah, about 20 quid instead of 10. I was like, yes, I'm happy to pay that for her to go there. Very excited that she'll be learning about space. Fantastic. So yeah, they've got interesting things coming up already, which is great. I don't know whether I'm hot or cold. The wind is a bit like, I need a jacket, but it's actually quite warm, so it's not fair. It's looking good. I'm not so impressed with the whole history thing as usual, and one of the many things I don't like about Mr. Gove is that he promised to completely overhaul the curriculum, so they've just made it all a bit harder and brought everything forward when the children might not be ready for it. But they also said they were going to overhaul history lessons, and I don't know, because history lessons are still the same as before, as in it's all just completely so what we're going to be doing, bit of World War II, bit of, what's the other one, Iron Age or something, and then I've forgotten what the other one was now, but yeah, it's just completely jumping through the centuries again. So I don't know how children are supposed to get a sense of, okay, this age sort of prepared for the next age, and this is how the next age came about. How is that going to happen? If you just sort of pop in and out of history. It's very strange, and I don't understand why they teach history in this way. It makes me very cross. So I'm going to have to find some more books for her to read if she does get interested in it. But how are they supposed to get interested if there's no context to it and you can't really see the point of it? The only silver lining is that a history teacher told me a while ago that we don't learn from history anyway, so at least it's not like we'd be missing out, and you know, our future would be different if we did know more about history. And the last one in this ramble. I've already rambled to the end of it. Oh dear, nearly. So very quickly to mention, I had my first yoga lesson yesterday, again for this term. First one for this term, I should say, which was absolutely fantastic. I thought she'd go easy on us first time, but oh no. But I felt lightheaded again, and completely. I mean, all my muscles were complaining, and I've got slightly sore muscles this morning. But it just really felt like yes. So it's a really good sort of balance of stretching and engaging the muscles. And I felt a lot taller when I walked out of there. And it's just really interesting how you notice how sort of, you know, even if you think, no, I've been on holiday and it's been relaxing, but again, you just, you know, the muscles get tight and you just really notice it in those exercises. So yeah, it was great, absolutely great. So I was looking forward to that, and it was really good. Another thing I'm looking forward to is my post-holiday haircut. Whatever I do, I always manage to book myself the haircut. And I desperately need one, but that's tomorrow. Anyway, I'm off to a day of work. Hope you all have a good one, and I'll speak to you again soon. Bye for now.